Who is that, Jacob? Is that Missy Elliott? The Pack. A little music from The Pack there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. Boy, that was a weird beginning to this segment by me. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, we're going to talk about the JAM Awards to honor the good works of those associated with the hip-hop community. We'll talk to the co-founders of the big event, which is happening tonight. That is coming up very shortly. But first, we do want to get you some news. So let's go to Rachel Martin with today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. A British teacher accused of insulting the Islamic faith appeared in a courtroom in Sudan today, facing charges of blasphemy and inciting hatred. 54-year-old Gillian Gibbons is a teacher from Britain who had been working at a private school in Khartoum. In September, she started a project where she had her class name a teddy bear. The class overwhelmingly voted to name the bear Mohammed. That's one of the most common names in the Muslim world. And it's also the name of Islam's holy prophet. The problem is that under Islam, no animals or inanimate objects are allowed to hold the name of the prophet. British government officials are in talks with the Sudanese government over the matter. If convicted, Gibbons would face 6 months in prison and 40 lashes. News closer to home now. Last night's CNN YouTube debates in St. Petersburg, Florida, gave voters a chance to pose questions to GOP presidential candidates. The debates, moderated by CNN's Anderson Cooper, showcased some fierce rivalries among the candidates and stark battle lines, but there were also moments of levity. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
There was a young man munching corn and asking the candidates to stop subsidizing agriculture. There was the guy shooting off his automatic rifle, and this man.
And I have a quick question for those of you who would call yourselves Christian conservatives. The death penalty. What would Jesus do?
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's also a Baptist minister, answered this way.
Jesus was too smart to ever run for public office, Anderson. That's what Jesus would do.
A report by NPR's Mara Liasson. Meanwhile, the Democratic National Committee has canceled one of its debates scheduled for December 10th in Los Angeles because of the ongoing writer's strike and another potential walkout by writers at CBS News. Hollywood's TV and film writers have been on strike since November 5th, and most of the Democratic presidential candidates have pledged not to cross the picket lines to attend the debate, which had been set to take place in a studio at CBS Television City. Even though talks are ongoing to resolve that walkout, another potential strike at CBS could also derail the debate. There's no word yet on if the debate will be rescheduled. And finally, Broadway is open for business again. Yesterday, union leaders and producers reached a tentative deal that puts an end to the stagehand strike that started almost 3 weeks ago. The strike kept more than two dozen Broadway shows dark for 19 days and cost the city of New York tens of millions of dollars. The deal came after three long days of talks between Local One and the League of American Theaters and Producers. Here's union president James Claffey addressing union members.
Brothers and sisters of Local One, you represent yourselves and your families and your union proud. That's enough said right there.
Details of the five-year contract have not yet been disclosed, and the deal still has to be approved by union membership. Today, Broadway shows are rushing to raise the curtain again, and new opening nights for several plays that were in previews when the strike hit are being set, including Aaron Sorkin's The Farnsworth Invention and Disney's The Little Mermaid. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
I mean, now you're just working Disney references into the newscast so you can...
Sorry, so I can do that.